Reader's Question Box. The New Humanity by Clyde L. Pilkington, Jr. Behold, I make all things new. Revelation 21:5. Question. If the body of Christ is not an acceptable term for all saved humanity after the consummation, is there an acceptable term the Bible uses for that group so I can start thinking with that term in mind? Answer. The term that you're searching for may be the beautiful one, the new humanity, Ephesians 2:15, 4:24 CV, which is a grand part of the coming of an entirely new creation, 2 Corinthians 5:17, Galatians 6:15. The new humanity orients us to God's grand plan to be all in all. Here are some brief excerpts concerning this term. Vladimir Golesnov, 1877 to 1921. Human kinship at last receives adequate expression. The Son of God laid the foundation of a worldwide fraternity. The one Father claims all men for his sons in Christ. A new humanity is founded around the cross which enfolds all men in its embrace. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 10, 1919. A.E. Nock, 1874 to 1965. Christ takes the place of Adam as the head of the new race. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 21, 1930. The doctrine of the new humanity is of paramount importance in this administration, but it has been lost to us in the confusion of translation and interpretation. The new man has been generally explained as a new nature, or else confounded with the body of Christ. The mode of application of the benefits of Christ's sacrifice are evident from the fact that he heads a new humanity, Ephesians 2:15, 4:24. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 22, 1931. Humanity was once a unit in Adam, and it will eventually become one again in God's Son. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 48, 1957. The new humanity, Ephesians 2:15, is an entirely distinct figure from that of the body. It refers to the race, giving Christ the place lost by Adam. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 86, 1995. George L. Rogers, 1869 to 1947. The new humanity lies in the obedience of the One. As Adam's disobedience controls the conduct and destiny of the race, so also the historic act of the last Adam controls the race's career, judges its sin, and perfects it in righteousness. The old is perishing. Christ is making all things new. He will present to God the Father a delivered and new humanity which lives in God and in which God Himself shall permanently dwell. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 22, 1931. R. B. McNabb, minus 1939. He is the head of a new race, a new creation, a new humanity. 2 Corinthians 5, 16-17, Ephesians 2:15, 4:22-24, Colossians 3:10. The cross stands between the two humanities. Galatians 2:20, 6:14-15. The old humanity was crucified in the last Adam. That was the end of flesh of sin, virtually, judicially. Those now in Christ are a new creation, a new humanity, 2 Corinthians 5:17. All mankind will eventually be in Christ, Ephesians 1:10. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 27, 1936. John H. Essex, 1907 to 1991. The new creation, of which the new humanity in Christ is a part, is not a development of the old. It would not be a creation if it were. The Ecclesia is the advance installment of this new humanity and is God's achievement at the present time, Ephesians 2:10. Eventually, all humanity will be seen to be God's achievement, for He will personally wipe away all tears from their eyes and will tabernacle with them. Revelation 21:3-4. And the celestials too, having learned of his grace through the present ecclesia, will also become his manifest achievement. In such an atmosphere as this does God find his true dwelling place in spirit, first in his Son, then in the ecclesia, and ultimately in all, for at the consummation he must be all in all. Unsearchable Riches, Volume 69, 1978.